they were there, and also there's an embarrassment. The Sefer speaks out clearly because of the embarrassment. So Reisha's mashma, the Reisha yichayev takola b'lei kiloyin. Mashma, the Reisha yichayev no, even without a kiloyin. Just with a takola alone, that's a svoy yichayev. Vehechidomi, what's the Reisha teaching us? Hechidomi, where is there a case that there's only a takola? You did a chet with the behemah, but there's no kiloyin. Oyvei kichovim, habu ala behemah. So there will be right in our mission then that you would be chayiv misa on the animal. We would have to kill the animal. When a girl lives with an animal, there's a takola. There's an aver involved. It's one of the mitzvahs, sheva mitzvahs bnei meyach. But even though there's no kolayim, there's no big embarrassment for the girl. So who will erase the mission will be a raya to the chayiv misa. Mora says line, it's not pshar in our mishnah. Seifa takola v'kolayim. True. And the seifa, the mitzvah says clearly, because there's an embarrassment, there's a kolayim. Reisha, what are the Reisha teaching us then? Hokam Ashmalon, the afilo kiloyin, b'loy takola, nami mechayiv. The opposite. If you have an embarrassment through the animal, then you'll be chayiv misa, we kill the animal. Even though there's no avera being done with the animal. Hechidomi, how is that? Where is there a case that a person living with an animal, that there's no chet, there's no avera being done? So like this, Yisrael, habu ala behema b'shegig. If a Jew lives with an animal b'shegig, he does not know that it's awesome, or else he didn't realize it's an animal. But it was a lady, please. He didn't realize it was a shaygeg. So in such a case, it was a shaygeg, so then it's not called a takola, that's not called an avera. Yeah. So a strong avera, even though it's an avera, but shaygeg, yichai the korban, but it's not called a strong takola. So that's the chiddush ratio. In such a case, where the animal did not cause you to do a terrible chet, it wasn't the chet that made it, was only b'shegig. Still we kill the animal, because kolayin does still be. That's called b'shegig. Okay, the boy, Rav Hamuna, like Rav Hamuna asked the question. The boy, Rav Hamuna, Rav Hamuna asked the question, Yisrael, ha'bola behema b'shegig, if a Jew lives with an animal, by mistake, he did not realize that it's also, or he did not realize it's an animal, ma'o, what's the locha? Do we kill the animal in such a case? The person for sure is not chayv misi, it's a shegig. The question is the animal chayiv misa or not? Takola v'kiloyim binon, he has to have two things. That the behema caused someone to do a terrible chet, a chet v'mezen. And also there's an embarrassment of the animals alive. For Hochan over here, in the case with the man did a b'shegeg, kiloyim nika. An embarrassment there will be. People will still talk about the terrible embarrassment. But takola leko, since the chet was done b'shegeg, not b'mezen, it's not such a strong aveira. Even though it's an aveira, you chayiv korban, it's not so strong. Or do we maybe know, kiloyin is enough the fact that this animal causes an embarrassment to the person, avra pi shein takola. That was the shayla. So maybe that's what the ratio of our mishnah means to teach us. That yes, we have to kill the animal for kiloyin alone. But the opposite way could be you have no proof. In a case where a guy lives with the animal, that even though there's a takola, but there's no kiloyin, maybe there you put it from Misa. Maybe for a chi of Misa the animal, there has to be a kiloyin involved. So you have no proof. Omer Rav Yehuda Reisa says, Tashma, give me another proof. Says, Alocha, Bas Shalishonim V'yemechet. If you have a girl that's 3 years old and older, Miskadesh is B'biyah. The father marries her with now, and the husband makes a B'biyah with her, that's a Maisa Kedushin. Isha Niknis B'biyah. As long as she's 3 years old, it's called a Maisa B'biyah. V'yembor Leha Yovim Kono. Let's say in a case where she was married before, and her husband died. So now the brother-in-law, if he comes and makes a bia with her, even though she's only 3 years old, he's kona. He's mekayim mitzvah yibum. Because the bia into a three-year-old girl is called a maisa bia.
She had to be more than three, because there's no condition on the three.
No, there is condition on the three. Just not bia. The father could have married her off with kesef. The father married her when she was 2 years old, the father marries her off that the husband gave the father money. Kedushin's chal midiraisa. And now when she's 3 years old, under that, the husband died. So now if the brother comes and lives with her, is boil her, boil her, yovim kon. The chayovim aleha mishum eshes ish. If a different man comes and lives with her now, the man is chayiv misa, he's living with an eshes ish. Or metamez boil her, letame mishkav tachlin kelyin. If she's a nida, so she's metama, the husband that goes into her when you live with a nida, the boiler, the man also becomes tummy. He's letame mishkav tachlin kelyin. He's like the mishkav underneath the nida. He has the same tumor like what's tummy underneath the nida. The tachton is kelyin. Mamish is called the bia. Nisus le kelyin. Let's say she gets married to a kelyin. Or a chelas betruma. She can eat truma. She's called the kinyan kachboy. Ova, 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 kelyin. Bo le echem min apsulim. Let's say one of the psunim live with her. Post laminakuna, they may give her pegamino. It's called a bee. She had a bee with one of the psunim. She becomes psula lakuna. Any one of the craven that's an erver to her brother, Chreis, any one of the craven, if they live with her, if she's 3 years old, v'chayiv misa. It's called a maisa bia. V'yipatura, but she's better for misa, because she's a ktana. Not, you know, she has to be gadol. When she comes 12 years old, then she'll be chayiv. But if she's a ktana, she's patura. V'yipatura. Echad mikol arayis, yeah. V'yafila behema. It says, any one of the arayis, and who are the afila behema also? So what does that mean? If a behema lives with this girl, even though she's only 3 years old, we kill the behema. Just like if a different man lives with her, and one of the arayas live with her, we kill the man. The same way if a behema lives with this girl that's only 3 years old, we kill the behema. That's what it says here in the Brisa. The more why? For Hocha de Kaloyanika. Here there's an embarrassment, true. If the animal will stay alive, people will talk that this girl lived with this behemoth. There's a clear embarrassment, true. But the Chura Takola Leko, there's no Aveira here. She's a Katana, she's only 3 years old, she didn't do an Aveira. It's only Beshagig at most, she doesn't have Das. The Chura Katana has no Das. And still, you see, we kill the animal. So you see, through Kaloyan, even without a Takola, we would kill the animal. Now, yeah, so we see we kill her. Therefore, the case before also, if a man lives with an animal, the Shagay, we have a proof from here that we would kill, that we would kill the behemoth. Mara says, no, I tell you, Kiva the Mizidhi, Takola Nami Ika. If she would do it to Mazer, this katana, it's called a Takola. It's called she did a Maisavera. If she does it to Mazer, her das makes it into a Maisavera. Why doesn't she get Misa? Because Rachmanu de Chasalo. The Torah has Rachmanus on her. So if so, Allah didor Chas. The Torah had Rachmanus upon her that she's not Chayiv Misa. The Svarah Kuntz were saying that every Kotan, every Ketana, when they do the Maisa Vera, it's called the Maisa Vera. They understand they're in the Pasha, it's called the Maisa Vera. It's a terrible thing. So the Torah is Chas Rachmanu not to give them a punishment. They're too young, maybe the Das is not completely yet, not their fault 100%, therefore we can't kill them. But if Akola, a terrible thing is called. But Abahema lechas, but if Abahema lived with this girl 3 years old, the Torah did not have Rachmanus upon the Behema. So therefore the Behema we kill, but not the Isha. So therefore there's no proof. It could be by Ketana, also it's called a Takola. It's called the animal, did two things. The animal caused this girl to have a chet, and he also caused the Kaloyan embarrassment. That's why we kill the animal. Well, you only have one without the other, it's still a Shiloh. Would we kill the animal or not? That we don't have any pshitas to. Oh my Rav, Rav says like this, Toshima coming here. Says Aloha, Ben Tisha Shonim V'yemechot. If you have a boy that's 9 years old, Habo Al Yevintoi. If he lives with his sister-in-law, he had an older brother that was married, and then his brother died. So he has Bia with his sister-in-law, Kona. Here's the only time that a Ben Tisha, a 9-year-old boy under Bar Mitzvah, can have a Kenyan. He's Kona. Because by Bias Yibn, you don't have to have Das, it's even by Korcho, therefore he's Kona. And therefore, Vienna Nois and Get Bat Shigal. If he wants to give her a Get now, he can't give her a Get. He's a Kotan, he doesn't have Das to give a Get. He has to wait until he becomes Bar Mitzvah, then he can give her a Get. But Umetama Kenida, if he lives with her, and she's a Nida, he has, it's called a bias. Since he's 9 years old, it's called a bias with nida. And therefore, a tam in mishkav tachton kill him. He has a tlocha like the tachton of a mishkav nida. But when a nida lies on something, she's metama, that mishkav, who are then the man, this boy that lives with a nida, he also has that tumma. Right. And place sol v'yena machel. If he lives with a lady that makes a posel akuna, his bia is called a bia. If he's also to the lady, he's an erba to the lady, and he lives with her, he makes that isha psula lakuna. She cannot marry a kaina anymore. Or he ain't a Michael. But let's say he gets married now, and he's a kain. His wife does not eat truma. It's not called kinyan kasbay. He does not own her yet. Since he's not bar mitzvah, it's not called kinyan kasbay. Therefore, she cannot eat because of him. Yeah. So it's not called a Kenyan. He has no dot. He can't make a Kedushin. Therefore, like Karina by Kenyan Kasper is not called his wife. If this Kotum lives with an animal, so the animal becomes possible for the Mizbeach. Then it's Kelis al Yodai. And it's killed al Yodai. What does that mean? Why should the place of the Behemah Agabi Mizbeach? Mishum Nirva. That the Behemah now is possible for the Korbin, because it's called the Nirva, it lived with the Zohar. Kagoin, what's the case? Al pi edechad, if you only have one edechad, saw that this boy lived with the animal. Or al pi abayim, if the boy himself comes and tells us he lived with this animal. In such a case, shein en iskelis, we would not stone the animal, because you need two edim to stone the animal. And it's not nesa lehedyit, but still there's a gzeras akosev that we believe them for the mizbeach. Mizbeach is possible, but in iskelis ayodoi, in the case where there are two edim, if you have two edim that saw that this boy lived with the animal, we kill the animal. The animal is killed. Now, if this boy, 9 years old, lives with his sister, lives with his mother, lives with any of the arayis in the Torah, if they're gedolim, if they're older, they'll get misa because of him. That's what it says over here. So the kitzit says that the animal is killed because of his zachar. The Yahach over here, Kula Yanika, again, there's a big embarrassment. If the animal will be alive, people always say, this boy lived with the animal. That's an embarrassment. But Takola Leka, Lukula is not Takola, there's no Avera. He's a Kotan, he's less than 9 years old. He's not Takola. Okutani Neskala Sayodai. Still it says that we kill the animal because of the Zohar. So Mash, even without a Takola, without an Avera, we kill the animal for Kulayin alone. So if a God that will live with an animal be Shegeg, we would not kill the animal. Someone says no. Kivon de mezadu takol ika. I'll tell you no. A boy, it doesn't say that it be shaking. A boy could do it de mezit. Aye, the question is potter from Misa, so what? When a boy doesn't have a cotton, it's called a takola. It's called a didn't have a yeah. That's why Zbodan Rocha, when you come by mitzvah, you're supposed to do tshuva on the avera you did when you were cotton. It's called a takola. It's called an avera. Just rachman hu dechas olayu. The Torah had rachmanus upon you. So therefore the story is, Olay didei chas rachmana. Upon the boy, the person in the Torah had rachmanis. Not to kill the boy since he's not bar mitzvah, he's not a bar oinshin yet. But a behemah lechas rachmana. On this behemah, since lemaisa the behemah caused the takola, it caused the boy to do an avera, there there's no rachmanis. There we kill the behemah. So kids, it is a famous gemara here that's called a takola. When a cotton does an avera, it's called an avera. And this day, after a little mufarshim, he asked the question from the Gemara in Ksubis. The other Gemara says, "Pitu bi'aynis ketanhu." The other Gemara says, "Svara, if you have a young girl that's married, she's married, and her father married her, she's 8 years old, and another man now comes and talks her into having znus with her, so we pass from there, she's still mutter to her husband, even though she should be like a soita, she should be yasa to her husband." We say, "Svara, pitu biktana onesu." If another man took the ketana into having znus with him, it's called an onus. It's not her fault. She doesn't have das. She's called like an onus. So why? Here the Gemara says when the ketana does the chet, it's called a takola. If she does the benezer, it's called she did an avera. The only reason why she doesn't get killed is because there is rachmanis on her. But over there, lachur, it's called the maisa going away from your husband. It should be an issa seita. That's the question our kohenim is. I don't think you could say maybe the difference between a person and a behemoth. That by a man to another, to a lady, here the girl has a lot of taiva. So it's not her fault. She's a ketana. So even though she's willingly living with the other man, she has such big taiva, such big yetzara. So if that's normal, say she's like four, she's an honest. But to live with a behemoth, that's a disgusting thing. That you can't say something's forcing her to do it. So there, if she does it, of course she's doing it for us, and that's of course she's really doing it. Here where a girl lives with a behemoth, here of course she's doing it takala. Nobody's forcing you to live with a behemoth. That's a disgusting thing. You don't do it, Stam. Elamai, you want to do the Avera. But over there where you're a girl and another man comes to talk you into, I love you, let's live together, she can't hold herself back, she's a ketana, their tag is called an honest. So it could be a difference whether she lives with a man or she lives with a behemoth. The Rakol brought him here, the famous Gemara, it's called a takolo, she's a third half rachmanis. Another question is then, we always pass in the cotton, lechem nevelis, ain bezim suvim lachishoy. If you see a cotton, even nevelis, we have no chiyuv to stop him. It's also a question, why?
According to this Gemara, when a katan eats prevails, it's called a takala. It's called he's doing an avera. Because the Torah doesn't give him a chiyuv misa. How can we pass him? He's not mechuyav to stop him. Only the father of mitzvah chinuch, he's supposed to give chinuch to his child. But if somebody else sees another kid doing an avera, he's not mechuyav to stop him. So that's a little question. Why? Here the Gemara says it's called a takala. Alright. Right. Toshima. Tells now Mishnah, Dovarach, another reason why we kill the animal. Shaloitei behemoi veres peshuk. That this animal that lived with the man should not walk through the streets. The Yemru, people will say, Zui shenifka plenya yada. This is the animal that Chayim lived with. So now my love isn't this, me the sefer, the call of the Kloim. For sure, this, the Mishnah has two parts, the Rosh and the sefer. So the sefer is saying, clearly there are two reasons why we kill the animal. Of course, he caused an avera with the Kloim, and there's a Kloim, an embarrassment. Rosh, the Rosh of the Mishnah is Kloim, blot HaKloim. That only there's an embarrassment involved without a Kloim, without an avera. Vechidomi, what's the case there's no avera done? Yisrael ha'bola b'aim b'sheikin. In a case where, good was a god, even of an older person, but he did not realize that there's an avera. He thought there's nothing wrong with it. Or else he didn't think it was a b'aim. It was a lady. So he's a sheikin. In such a case, there's no takola, and still we kill the animal. At least this much of the shah we have a proof. He must have lay again, there's no proof here either. Safe for the call of the Kloyan, true. The safe is good. A normal case where a man lives with an animal, there are two things wrong. There's a takola, the animal was the seba, a cause from the chet, and there's an embarrassment. Reisha, maybe, you only have a proof, takola below Kloyan, where there was an avera, without an embarrassment though. The hechidom, what's the case talking about? If a guy lives with a behema, or could a boy marry a sheshes? We asked the question before from a sheshes. That if a guy lives with a behema, a chet there is, as we'll soon see, that's one of the seven mitzvahs of the Noach, not to have mishke bezochram, but a kelayim there's not, like we said, a svar, a guy is not embarrassed. It's a normal thing for a guy to live with his animals. Therefore, there's no kelayim. So the kids, you can't bring a clear proof from our Mishnah. Each way you want to bring the proof, I can be mafki you and say, the Mishnah means the other way. So I'm not sure, I don't know how we pass him, but that's the shah of these two cases. The shah, again, we have two snakes here, in the case where a goy lives with a behema, do we kill the goy, since there's no kaloyim, or else if a man lives with a behema, vishenge, since there's no takola, do we kill the animal? I'm not sure, but some in both cases we kill the animal. Let's do the Mishnah. Hamegadev, a person that calls us, Hamegadev, somebody curses Hashem, Hamegadev, Ein Achayv, he's only Chayv, Mises Chayv, Skilo, Achi Yafarish Hashem. He has to speak out clearly Hashem's name. Rashi says, Sheyizkir as Hashem. Avlim lo haitzi Shem Yativ, El Eshoma, Im Yotzi Tidayachar, Baruch Hupote. If the person just heard the way somebody else said Hashem's name, and he says, cursed be him, he's not Chayv Misa. Yoni Chayv Misa, you yourself say out Hashem's name. You curse Hashem, you say Hashem's name.
Which name?
Omni Bishu Ben Korcho, Bachol Yoim, Donin,